Guy, are you listening? Are you listening? If you're not listening, then see your life. And of course, I've decided to redirect my podcast to a conversation on Afrobeats, the African genre dominating the global music scene. And as a fan or mshabiki in Swahili, you can expect to hear my take, interviews, and banter on all matters surrounding Afrobeats. And of course, you're listening to the Afro Banter Beats podcast with Bobby Nishimwe. And it is not banter, it is banter. Please, Guy, don't vex me now.
After noon chai, is that evening?
Even
chai?
Though it's so hot, isn't that such a Rusha girl of me? The fact that I'm drinking chai, even though it's like 90 degrees outside.
But you know, it's funny. I remember all the summers here in the U.S. Even though it was hot, we would be outside on the porch drinking tea, and I said that tea makes no sense. You know,
it's a culture thing at this point.
I think that's probably what it is, because usually also like here that would drink well in the South. Even in the Midwest, I would drink iced tea, which to me growing up, I was like, tea is not supposed to be cold.
That makes me upset.
Like, I feel like there's something wrong with putting ice in tea. Like, it's just
my purpose.
And listen, it might be an American thing. I also believe it's probably an American thing.
Iced tea? Or like putting, even have iced coffee. I'm like, but these are hot beverages.
Do you know when I realized iced coffee was weird? When I was in Europe, I don't know if it was London or Paris, and it was very difficult to find iced coffee. It was like in the way which here like it's so normal there. I don't know. At least maybe where we're at, it just seemed like asking for iced coffee was such a weird concept. And now that I think about it, it really is a weird concept. But it's also hot. The heat is eating. So I think that maybe utilization of ice is needed a lot more. But yes, Amanda, so we're going to discuss the new Burna Boy album, Love Damini. I believe I read that Damini is his middle name or first name. I don't know. It's middle name.
It's his first name, I think, I believe.
First name?
Yes, I think so.
Yes, it's a part of his legal government name.
Yes.
And I believe it was also meant to celebrate, I don't know if it's 31st or 30th birthday or something of that sort. Mm-hmm. And I know at the beginning that he had intended to release, like, he ended up releasing it, I believe, a week later than he intended to. Not really sure why that reason. I'm not sure why that is. I don't know if he needed to change something. I'm not sure.
Always clearances. Always clearances.
Probably. I'm sure that Toni Braxton.
Yeah. To make sure everybody getting paid the way they're supposed to be getting paid. So he didn't want any problems afterwards.
Yes. Which we're glad he did. But just to start off, like, what were your initial reactions? Just like off the bat, like of just your first listen. Just when you first listened to it, what did you think? Like, what was the first thing that came to mind?
Dang. I mean, I'm biased because I went to a show when I was in New York for the Madison Square Garden show, so I'm like already hyped for this album. And so my second track, I'm like, it's a classic.
Okay. You're one of those people. Like,
I was already hyped, but like truly after the first listen, it was just like a wow. He really put some thought. I thought he put some thought into this album. It was just outstanding production. That was like also the number one thing I said. Like the production is just insane. It's on another level than like what I've seen from other artists before. And yeah, just like, wow, it was a package.
Yeah.
It was a package. It was really thought out.
Well, you know, it's crazy because I had somewhat of a mixed reaction when I first initially listened to it. And I still have a mixed reaction about this album overall. Because obviously, like, there's songs on there, like, Last. I think for me, Last is just, it's just kind of, to me, I feel like it's giving the album, not it's inflating how good it is, but it's giving it even more emphasis of, like, it's giving it more, like, just the quality of the album, it's stretched so much more by the fact that he has Last in this album.
Yeah.
Just like as a record, I feel like it's probably, honestly, I have to say, I think it's probably the best record.
From the album? I mean, okay, maybe a single, yes, but I actually, that's very funny because I looked at Last a little bit lower now that I saw the whole album. I'm like, okay, this is a great song, but I could have done with that.
No, I'm sorry. I would not be listening to the
album. Some people be like, this album just made me love the album, made me love Last Class more. And some people were like, it made me love Last Class less. And I was like the second person. Like, I really love Last Class. The sample is insane. No other African artist has really done an American sample like that well. And like has that impact. So I give it its props, but like there's other songs on the album I'm like, I like this better. And I hope he like shines more on those other songs than Last.
I think for me, I just assumed, I think it was great for him to like release Last right before the album.
Right.
Because I feel like it just, and the only reason why I say that, I feel like it's probably the best because it just gave it a certain hype going into it that I'm not sure. I'm, of course, like Burna Boy is popular and was popular right before the album released and before even Last. But I feel like the record, like the single itself of Last just gave it like a more like, the anticipation for the album was just like crazy. Because for me, it was like the fact that he could do this with the Toni Braxton song. Right. I was just in my head, I was like, oh, I can't wait to see what else is gonna be in there. I'm like,
yeah. He was really gonna play with it. And I also feel like it was just it was a great single, great choice because like it showed you like it's gonna be an international album. I feel
100%.
Like, I know like he's really trying that, and he knows like for him, he sees it as the key to get him a Grammy because he tried to do that. He did that with Twice as Tall. Mm. So I feel like that's why it was a very strategic choice to choose Last as the single, and it did its purpose, and good for him. Bravo.
to me, it was the perfect choice. It was definitely, and I remember I went to an event, and I think it was Queens or Brooklyn, one of those two, and they played this, and I remember the DJ, it was DJ Moma, I believe that's his, I don't know if he's Kenyan or Ethiopian, I don't know what he,
yo,
he's African, I know that.
He wore a Tanzanian sweatshirt at one point, Everyday Afrique. So I'm like, wait, where are you from? Because I always thought he could be East African, but I don't really know.
He's either Kenya or Ethiopian, one of those two. I know it's one of those two from what I've gouged. But I was there, so he played, he wasn't man enough, a Toni Braxton song, which is one Burna Boy sampled. So he played that song first. And then I remember one of my friends was like, oh, he's about to play Last. I was like, are you sure? She's like, I'm telling you, Bobby, he's about to play Last. And boom, he put that record on. When I tell you, it was like madness. I was like, this is what Burna was looking for. And he did it well. But overall, for me, initial reactions, it was a mixed bag. I think a part of me, there's parts of it where I felt very satisfied and was like, wow, he did an amazing job. And then aspects of it where I was like, I don't know. I feel like I know it's crazy for me to say this, but I also felt some of the records, it felt like a little bit lazy in terms of some things that he did that I assumed he either could have just gone with those records or did something different with those records.
Yeah.
And with that, I wanted to get some of your thoughts on some of the features that were on this album, because they have quite an array. It definitely was an international album, a global album, to be even more specific. In that he included various features. I will list all their names, and then you can just kind of give me some initial thoughts of some of those features and the songs that they were on. So the first feature they had on was Lady Smith Black Mabonzo, which is an internationally acclaimed South African male group founded in 1964 by Joseph Shabalala. South African name, Shabalala. It sounds like I'm speaking in tongues.
Every syllable.
Shabalala. And they mostly sing in Zulu and have more of a traditional sound to them. Just before I go down, what did you think of the fact that you had sort of them as the intro, as well as sort of just sort of the ending as well? So what impact do you think for a project and the experience of sort of the audience who's listening to it? What do you think having them, positioning them in sort of as the intro and the ending, what do you think that had for you as a listener?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I realized this was like more like a confirmation that I realized that Burna Boy loves to like storytell, and he likes to also give respect to the elders. He did this at his show in New York. He opened up with, what's his name? I'm so sorry. The Senegalese artist. He was the first song, actually. I think he was the first song on the last album as well.
He was on this album, on the last one, yeah.
So I feel like he has this tradition of like giving respect to the elders, and he'll let them like, I don't know, just play off them and like see basically show you why they are the elders and why they're the legends and stuff like that. So like, I feel like he did that with this album, like having her start and end, and also it adds the cohesiveness strategy of making sure the album makes sense. There's a beginning, middle, and end to it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what I feel like. That's why he like probably chose her as to be the feature.
Yeah, and it's actually a male group. I actually thought it was a lady from the jump when I started listening, but I went and did some research and I was flabbergasted. Clearly, I don't know my African music history as well.
Damn, I should have done my homework.
No, you're right. It's fine. I did it for you just to make sure that we had it covered. But no, right. I think you're right in terms of that storytelling aspect of the album and just what he always thinks, because I feel like when you first start with something like that, like it makes me like as an audience, I'm like, okay, where's he going with this? Like it just makes me sit and think for a minute instead of just like, because obviously like a lot of artists, they like to just come out with like a banger, like that be the first song you're with, which obviously I get why they do that. But like I felt like with him, he really was thinking about sort of just what the experience of listening to the album was going to be like. So definitely happy they included this group in there. And then we had J-Hus, and that was for Cloak and Dagger, which I have to say, wow. Wow.
It's obvious bag. It's a beautiful song, and like the beat is so different. I was like, ooh, I haven't listened to J-Hus that extensively, and not, and also I haven't listened to him recently because he hasn't released something like in the past like 2 years. So when I heard that, I was like, damn, like what is this? And it's the beginning of the album, so I was like, you're about to take us on a whole trip. I love that song. Even though I don't go back to it as much as the others, like my other favorites.
Oh, I do. I go back to it.
I obviously know it's a good song, but I'm like, I don't go back to it.
I wake up, I go to sleep listening to it. Like, I just, this song is spiritual to me.
That's hilarious.
And you know what? So, and this is not the first time that Burna has had J-Hus on his album. He had him on his album Outside in 2018, Second Down, which I have to say, I feel like Cloak and Dagger is actually even a much better record than Second Down, which Second Down was great. But just the fact that I can listen to, you know, 4 years ago when you all had a song together on one of your albums, and then 4 years later on your other album, and somehow you can make an improvement. Well, not an improvement, but the quality of the song can sound even much better. Yeah. Like that to me, again, it shows sort of artistic development over time. So I really love that. Hands down, I also think it was the best feature on the album, if I have to be honest.
Really?
100%.
Wow.
100%.
I respect it, but damn.
Uh-huh.
You said 100, like, without doubt.
Without a doubt, no questions, no ifs, ands, or but.
Interesting. Okay.
But that's what I thought. And then next we have Victoni. I'm not too familiar with that artist.
That's my favorite. That's the favorite of my favorite feature. That right there. That is taste.
Oh, I have bad news for you. I actually have bad news for you. Oh my God.
Stop liking it. Damn. That's so interesting. People are really having different reactions to this album.
The Squid Game remix?
That was so clever.
It's lazy.
Because why would you say that about this song and not say that about the Toni Braxton sample?
No, because that's a classic. Like he wasn't meant enough. Like that is a classic song within itself. The Squid Game remix, it's literally just a remix some guy made of the Squid Game song, and it was popular on TikTok and we all loved it. But come on. And then you're gonna
the same way he gave a bunch like Ladysmith Black Bambazo, it's the same way, like he's giving respect to the elders and also respect to the new guys, because Victoni is new. He's like part of the Rema Arya Star group, right?
They could have done obviously.
Huh?
I like the beat, but they could have used a different one instead of the Squid Game remix. That's just cheap. That's to me absurd.
It's the fact that it's a meme song. Is that what's like?
Oh. Yes. That's what to me. I was like, come on.
But that's so like internet culture. That's so like that could go viral on TikTok. I'm telling you, that could go viral on TikTok, and like that could be another banger. Like the same way Last is like really big. Like it could go the same direction.
let's have this conversation in a few months. And then if you prove me wrong, I will come on here and I will say,
you heard it here first. But it's that, like, I mean, that's what I loved about it is the fact that, like, the sample was like, wait, what? You're using this song? And then he still murdered it? Like, that's what's really, like, I think really made me love the song more. And Victoni's voice, I feel like it was made specifically for me. So I have a connection with Victoni's, like, voice. It's just, like, an instrument in itself. So, like, that's why I really like that track.
Does he have any albums yet? Or is he just...
He has an EP out.
Okay.
But he doesn't have an album yet.
Got it. Well, y'all check Victoria out. And then there is PopCon, which actually, you know what? I thought it was a nice song. Am I going to go back and listen to it like that every day? No. If I heard it in the lounge, it would be great.
Yeah, I won't be clicking play myself.
No replay value for me. I'm sorry on that one. Maybe one more time or maybe once in a while, but...
Yeah, but I'm not searching it out.
Which I'm kind of disappointed. See, that's the thing with some of these features, and not the ones I've listed, but the ones going forward, you're going to hear some of my take. Some of them I really felt disappointed in terms of what I would what I expected in terms of the output of sort of what we were going to get with the product or the song with some of these features. It's just not what I was expecting. It's not what I got. With PopCon, again, this was not a bad song. Yeah. It's not a bad feature.
It's a song. It's a good song.
It's a song. It's just
chill. I feel like he could have just done this as a single, like a one-off.
Thank you.
On the album, but it's not a bad song. It would have done straight. Yeah. Like it would have done like well, but like it didn't need to be on this album. He could have
It's
just a killer song, but it's good. I know people love that song, so I'm just giving it respect.
I'll give him respect too, but you know, it sounds like a lot of other songs I've heard in the past, but that's not what we heard. And then there was song Solid with Kalani, and how do you pronounce that? Blast? Blix? How do you pronounce
that? I still don't know.
Okay.
I
just BLXST. You know what I thought about this one? It low-key sounded like an extension of Tony on Sing, the PopCon feature. I don't know why to me. When you go after you're done with sort of the intro of this of Solid, the rest of it, I don't know why to me it sounds like an extension of the PopCon feature.
I mean, that's so probably that's why they put it back. So like it's on purpose for you to the whole reason is for you to like listen to the album through, right? As many times as possible. So like that was on purpose. And I don't blame you for thinking that. For me, that whole little section, it's just
we could have done without. Sorry, I like Kalani. They could have done a whole single.
Those three songs are like my least favorite. I know you're gonna ask me this like later. Those are really, I could do without any of those.
And then we have our favorite white boy from London. Well, I don't know if he's from London, but he's from the UK. Our white favorite pop artist, Ed Sheeran. Our favorite ginger.
Eddie.
Okay, first let me say this. And the song that they had together on this album was For My Hand. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful track.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Wedding,
I love it.
Wedding vibes. Every album is a wedding track, I think, every African album. So like, I feel like this is it.
It was really nice. Now, having said that, do I personally think it belonged in the album? I don't know. It was one of those, I was like, I liked it, and I think it should have been released. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it would have worked better either as a single or honestly as a song on an Ed Sheeran album. That's what I thought on this one. Because I'm not sure it fit too much into it, but I really loved it. I just don't know if I had the opportunity to decide which song goes on the album. Right. I'm not sure I would have picked this one.
So I get that. That actually, to be an Ed Sheeran song on his album, that would be really interesting and really cool to see. It's a beautiful song. It's a wedding song. Like I can see like a lot of engagement videos, wedding videos with this track. Again, I feel like especially these past four features that we just talked about, they are like those songs that he clearly put so he can get Grammy nominated. Votes. And like, he just wanted those, like he wanted that. And I feel like this album was a clear, like it was a mix of energy from the last two albums. Mm-hmm. African Giant gave us the hits. It was like the culture classic. Yep. And then the Twice as Tall is like the Grammy. Yeah. Yeah, so, man. And you know, Western, you know, palatable. So like he mixes those energies, like, okay, I'm going to give you guys hits, but I need my accolades.
Mm-hmm. I need our Zoom to approve. For those of you who know, it said,
good. Right, that's where the money is. So I need to, you know, pander to them a little bit. So like, I feel like those are the features, those, like, that's what they're there for. Sorry, I'm not first on it.
Yeah, and I don't hate on it. And I think honestly, streaming wise, it's probably going to do amazing. Right. And I think especially in the UK, I mean, he was already going to do well in the UK, but just overall, I feel like having Ed Sheeran on an album, your streams are just going to be crazy. Now, having said
let me look at it right now, because I feel the streams are already like insane. But yeah, these features, I feel like, are the top stream songs so far.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane. I don't know who are these. Okay,
not I don't for the
know Ed either. Not for the Ed Sheeran one, but some of these people are a bit tasteless, but that's not for me. And then he had J Balvin on there.
Right.
Which, you know what? Can I be honest with you? And I say this as a person who really likes J Balvin, and obviously he's like one of the top. If he's not second to Bad Bunny, he's one or two in terms of Latin music, the most popular Latin music artist right now. Right. He is it, like global hit. Oh, roller coaster! This song, it was a roller coaster of disaster. I have to be honest. It was just
not that bad.
Oh my god! I just think, here's my thing. You have Burna Boy, the biggest current African artist out there, and then you had J Balvin, who's arguably number one or number two. I mean, the biggest Latin artist out there. And this is what you guys give us? Come on, they could have given us something more than this. The quality.
You're not wrong.
Oh, the quality.
I also feel like maybe you could have gotten a better track, but it's not a bad song. Your expectations were too high, but it's not a bad song. It could have been better, for sure. Like, we could have got a better track if they maybe worked longer. Like, you know, I don't know how long they worked on this song, honestly. Maybe
it felt like I got something, you got something, like, let's put it together. Just because we're the two biggest in the game.
Right, exactly. So maybe that's why, but it's not a bad song. It's a decent song, it's cool. And I listen to it, I'm like, oh, wow, this is a really good song. It, like, you have to go back to and remember, like, why you like it. Because I'm not really searching on my playlist to play it immediately.
I have totally, to me, it's forgotten history. It's
almost like he's
like, if there's a way I could take it off the album, I would. But my thing is, I just feel like, and I think, again, it's just because of where they're at, of how popular and just how great of artists that they are, that I think I probably judge this record probably the hardest out of all of them, out of all the features, just because of who they are. And that's probably why, for me, it's like, very disappointed. Having said that, I still want them to make another song together, another record, and I hope it will be much better. Bring in some new writers, different beat producer. I don't know who produced the beat. I don't know who wrote the song, but I just feel like these two could really give us something that can mesh the Latin and the African fusion to a level we have never seen. And so that's what I was hoping for these two. And then our last feature is it Khaled? Is that how you say his name? Khalid.
Yes.
I don't know why I'm assuming that there's somebody else's Khalid. I don't know.
I didn't realize it was actually the Khalid, like the pop star.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
His voice did not sound like what I usually hear on his other tracks.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know who this one. I'm honestly, Julie, I don't know for this one. But this song, Wild Dreams, here's what I thought about the song by itself. The song is not necessarily bad. It's a nice, somewhat feel-good song. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, honestly, I would not have put it on the record. I mean, I would not have put it in the album. And the reason why is that, to me, it just felt like a pop song that I probably have heard from a whole bunch of other white male pop artists before. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, the sound just felt, it felt too familiar and too reused. It wasn't a bad song. Again, I have to say that. It wasn't a bad song. It just felt like something I've already heard from some white male.
I hear you. Artists. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. So, that was the thing for me. I just didn't know what to think about. I was like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really know it's nice. On the album, I don't know, because does this really belong in an African album? And maybe I'm being too gatekeeping
I'm
not sure, but I don't know if I believe that this belongs on an African album. Maybe they should have just done it as a single, just for the feel good. I mean,
there's two points there. Like, the first, it's a beautiful song. Like, the lyrics, wow, like what he's saying, amazing. And I also feel like out of all the features, this song fits into the storyline of the album. Mm-hmm. It actually makes more sense out of all the other ones. Cause like, what is Solid about? I don't really know. What is Tunis, the Jamaican thing? I don't know what that one's about. The popcorn, I don't. Like, what are they really saying? So, and how does that fit to like, I don't know what he's trying to like convey in this album. But so that's why I love it. And also like, it just sounds amazing. And then also I feel like it's really, especially when it goes into the next song, how bad could it be? I was like, oh wow, like wow, he's really saying something, really there is intention here. So I do like enjoy it in that aspect, like when I'm hearing it, the album from like front to back. What else? Oh yeah, you said like does it really belong in an African album? And that got me thinking, like, what is an African album at this, like, can we not expand the idea of what an African album is?
We can't, but I mean, you
that's
know
his job. That's his divorce. Job like that's the job of the bigger artist, like to like expand what Afrobeats is considered to be, like what can be under Afrobeats. And granted, it's more poppy, it's Khalid's on it, and it sounds, I know what you're talking about, it does sound like every other pop song, but like this, maybe one, he wanted to also make a song that's really, that can relate to other, like, not Africans, because anybody
can. The Harry Styles fans
gonna be like, oh my God, that Burna Boy song. Oh my goodness, Wild Dreams. I love Wild Dreams. Like, that's like what we would get from this type of track, which is totally fine. And I feel like it's good. It's a feel good song. So I don't hate on it as much as I'll go back to it. If I ever needed like a pick me up, like, why am I here? I'll go to Wild Dreams.
Wild Dreams. Wild Dreams. Okay, but the ending though, the ending quote was a bit.
I know, right? It was very dry. I was like,
I don't know. I just felt like. I don't know. I don't know if I would have allowed that. Just.
I think that's also like that docked points for me, because like, why do you have to end it like that? Like,
it was just so. It was
and now we're like, damn, thinking about Martin
Luther King Jr. had a dream and then he got shot. I'm on. Hey, yeah.
I get it, but like, damn. But then he goes into how could it be? So I'm like, okay, I guess.
It sounded corny for you to put it.
Maybe
put it in the middle of the song, and then I could have forgotten about how corny it was. But like at the end of the song, oh my God.
The way I'll be skipping before we even get to that point.
I said, shame. Wow, what a shame. I said, wow, you literally were inspiring me to have all these wild dreams. And then you say, sometimes it's too dangerous to dream wild.
He's like, cautionary. He's like the fine prince, though.
Yeah, he might get shot, by the way. I said, yeah, Berna, I don't know why. I actually don't know why. I don't know
why. Like, why did he do
I
that?
I don't know why he
like, said yes to that.
I was like, what the hell? I was like, why is this the way you would choose to end the song? And so those
are like said something like, bro, I've been mixing this track together. I don't know, Matt, if you really want to go this route.
Yeah, I know the engineer was probably sitting there like, wow, I don't know what this guy was thinking. But overall, again, the features, I would say half of the features, the songs either should, in my opinion, the songs either should have been, well, for half of the features, some of the songs, or one of the songs, should have just been scrapped out altogether. Should have never seen the light of the day, and that's Roller Coaster. That one should have just stayed in the drafts. Should have never seen the light of the day. And then some of the other ones, I just think would have worked better as singles or as an extension of some of these features albums instead of Burna Boy's album. That was my thought on it. Overall, not a bad feature.
Like, it just sounded way more like the art, like the features, than rather than Burna.
Yes, that exactly. Like the Ed Sheeran song, that to me sounds like an Ed Sheeran song. It does not sound like a Burna Boy song. Do you know what I mean? And that's to me.
That's what some people say about the Georgia Smith, like when they were doing those two tracks.
Yeah, but that was good. But that was a good song. Is it Gumbo D? Is that what it's called?
Gumbo D. Ah, such a good song.
Wow, what a good album that one was. But having said that, okay. Before we get into the sort of your top and least favorite songs. What did you think worked and didn't work on this album?
What do I think what?
Worked well and didn't work too well on this
album. I guess we already established that what didn't work well were the features.
Yeah.
That could have been like thought out a little bit more. I would have loved him to, the same way he did with Vic Tony, just bring more African artists. Like just the same way DeVito is doing with his tour right now, like we rise by uplifting others, bring like everything.
He's doing it right in terms of right. Even remixes, jumping on remixes with some up and coming African artists.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Which Burna does to an extent.
Yeah, Sungbo went crazy. Oh. So
he should have bought that song from my cycle.
I know, right? Like, especially because he brought Kilomita back. I was like, I loved how he did Kilomita. Yeah, so like I was shocked that he didn't put that in there. But it's an Ashishke song, so I guess that's why. What did he do well? I mean, again, like Burna Boy is a storyteller. He like has really taken the advice and like the lessons from elders and like legends, and just make sure that he's telling something. He's saying something with his music. There's some tracks say like whiskey. He's talking about pollution, climate change. Like he's talking about health of his people that like are gaining like bad lung infections because like there's soot in the air. So like stuff like that, like that's very, you don't see a lot of artists doing that. They're saying nonsense in their music. Yeah. Bruno's like, I'm still gonna do something. And then what else do you do? Just the production. Like whoever was the ear in this album, I feel like they were really good. Yes, they were like good. All the songs were good. Whether they should have been on the album, that was another decision. But like all like songs were really produced well. The producers really did a good job. And just the different sounds, like he went from Jamaica to the, you know, piano to pop to Afrobeats, the, you know, traditional, like it was just really, really thought, like he really used all his tools in his toolbox, you know? It was a lot of good stuff. And just the fact that it was cohesive. I feel like a lot of people don't release projects that are cohesive. Like, why are you putting these songs together? Like, what's the point? So that was, overall, it was really good.
All right. And so going on, what were your favorite songs, top three favorite songs on this album?
I know you said top three, but I can't do that.
Okay. It's top four.
Is it more top four? I'll give you top five. You know, Julie does, you know, top five, so I'll do top five. But I actually do have three that I do not like. So the first song for me is It's Plenty. That song is a celebration song. I wanted to be playing at my wedding, my graduation, my son's graduation, my stock. Like
it's
everybody
plenty of quality. Celebrating it's birthday. Plenty.
Enjoyment. Whenever it was enjoyment, I want that song to be played.
Amen.
Whiskey, of course, because I feel like it's just such a, it's speaking about something. That's what I really love about it. And it's just like the beat is dope as well.
Yep.
Different size, because clearly I like Big Tony.
Oh, that was the Squid Game one.
You equate that song now to that.
I'm not
hilarious. I love Dirty Secrets and Science. Like they're on the same level. Those two songs for me on the same level for me. I really love that one. Really? And How Could It Be is like my last slot. How Could It Be, man?
That's a beautiful record.
Beautiful. Like you, that could be the song somebody listens to when they're on the lowest of the lowest day. And the fact that your music can do that, that's very powerful. So like he really, that was a really good track. And like not an honorable mention is actually Wild Dreams for me.
Okay. You know what? After talking to you, I'm not sure about Dirty Secrets, but I can get behind that.
Go back to it. Cause I'm like, oh, it's a great song. But then I go back every time I listen, I'm like, wow, this is actually a pretty good song. Do you like Juggle It? Is that how you say it?
It wouldn't be one I would, it's not one I go back to a lot, but it's a nice chill song and I can see as to how long term it can actually have a little bit more replay value. I feel like it's one of those that for most people is going to catch on a little bit later. Right now, it's not bad, but it's not for me. Dirty Secrets.
I think they're close. Listen to that again. It's got people's spicy playlist. That's definitely going to be one that's going to be put in there.
Okay. I will listen to that one again. But I had a last. I just think to me it's the breakout song, obviously, of the album.
Wait, and that's in your top five still?
Huh?
Even though it was a single, it was still in your top five?
It's 100%. Last.
Okay, no. Okay.
Less, cool. Less. And then Cloak and Dagger. Oh, that one's sweet. To me, that one's just...
Okay.
It's like me and Amanda, we can just sit down, we can chill, and we can just, you can just listen to this and just feel good about it. I don't know. Cloak and Dagger 2 is really good.
Good track.
Brilliant. Science, amazing. It was literally a work of scientific discovery. It was amazing. Science was a great record.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And then Plenty. I actually had Science and it's Plenty sort of on the same. Like, to me, in terms of how, like, it's, if I had to, like, value them, I would value them at the same level. Like, I just thought they were just amazing.
And Plenty.
Yeah, and I can't choose which one I would like over that. So yeah, those four. I won't go off five. I was just pick those four as those are the ones that I go to a lot when I listen to this album. Last I actually like, but I don't know if I would say that I actually listen to Last Slice as much as I listen to those other three. Last Slice is like we need to like dance or whatnot, but yeah, those right. three to me are just the right level of
every time never get
is balanced. It's well, very well balanced. And then, so having said that, what were your least favorite songs? Like we want to call them worst three, but I know that's, we shouldn't call creativity bad, but sometimes it's not to our taste.
Yeah, exactly. Solid, I think I already said the Tony and Sing, and also common person literally does nothing it does nothing for me. Like, what? I even sometimes forget it's an album.
Commons. Hey! Guy. As a king say, guy.
I'm so sorry to anybody who loves Common Person, because I do know there's people who love it, but I honestly forget it's on the album, because I'm like, I don't know what's drawing. I mean, I get he's probably saying something really deep, but I don't even listen far enough to hear everything, because I'm like, ugh, bored, tired. Anyway.
Wow. Did you do a third? I don't. So you had Common.
Those are my three. I didn't really have. I mean, if I had to add another one, it'd be that the what you call it then? Jagele. Yeah.
That was.
I understand why people would like it, but I'm not like hooked on it.
Yeah. I actually had Vanilla, Dirty Secrets.
Wait, Vanilla you don't like?
First of all, Vanilla and Dirty Secrets to me sound like the same song.
Damn, I can see that, but
and you know what it is for me? And I think maybe I just haven't taken enough time to really sit down and properly intake these songs, these two songs. But I don't know. To me, just feel like the guy was just rambling on and on and on. And I just feel like I'm not asking for you to ramble on and on. I don't have the time to sit here and listen. And that's the thing, when you have 19, I mean, he has 19 records. I mean, he has 19.
I was also going to say, the album is too long. Even though it's an hour, there's too many tracks.
It's so long. And I think a lot of it, and they always...
It should be like 12 to 16, I feel like the spot. Nine, like that's what, like these three songs, I could have done without, the album would still have been fire. That's like
14
what?
Is the sweet spot for me. Mm-hmm. 14 is this. And honestly, in all of these huge artists always do this. Chris Brown had like 20-something.
I don't understand, like who's listening to all those tracks?
None of us are sitting down. I don't think Adele had that much. And I don't remember how much she had in her.
No, I think she has like 12, like... It should be quality over quantity.
Thank you.
I need the creme de la creme.
Come on.
Give me best 14. I don't need to hear this other like, it's okay, it's good, but we'll just put it in there just, you know, to hype street. No, I need the best
streams. And I think that you're right, it's streams. I mean, they include so many amount of tracks just for streaming numbers. Yeah. That's really what, but my thing is like, it can work either to your like detriment or to your benefit. Like either you could have like one song on there that does extremely well and like people just never listen to all the other songs, or you may have a few that do really well and other, most of them people just don't listen to.
Mm-hmm.
If you just created a really, really solid, you know, like not too long of an album, but just has like 12 records that are really solid and really good, I feel like that does much better for your streaming numbers.
It does, because... So much,
I don't want to listen to this album.
People like, well, if the album is literally no skips, people could play that album front to back multiple times and you will get those streams that way, instead of like, let's have, you know, five or six tracks are really, really good and then like six or five, you know, they're okay, but like they'll help, in, say, show the album. we already know it's an album. It's a full, exactly. Like, people are keeping singles nowadays. So you giving us more than 12 tracks at once, that's a gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think honestly for him, that to me, that's a bit of why maybe some of these songs I might be judging in the way, because it's 19 tracks. I need to pick out the ones that I'm like, I'm gonna sit down and actually enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
Vanilla, I haven't had that experience with it. Dirty Secrets, not so much. Roller Coaster, as I said, it's a roller coaster of disaster to me. So that one to me just shouldn't have seen the light of day. So those,
like, you get angry just like the fact that it's even there.
You know, it actually aggravates. And that's what to me, I'm like, if you're gonna have 19 songs, first of all, you're gonna have the features. You have mm-hmm. plenty of room to have quite a number of features. Now, I don't like when artists just have too many features on an album, because I think
I'm that here to listen to you. Yeah.
But, guy, with 19 tracks, you, again, like you said, you couldn't give us more African artists. You could have given us Black Coffee, something. Right. I don't know. Just a different piece. Ira,
Burna Boy and DeVito not like each other, because I would be crazy to do a feature together.
They need to get over whatever issues. Burna, I'm sorry, you were born rich. DeVito was, and he has a lot. He grew up with money. He have the wealth. Get over each other's whatever issues you have with each other, and put together a track. Because DeVito brings hype. That's the great thing about DeVito. He just has a loyal fan base that brings hype over anything. It could even be a bad record with DeVito.
It's true.
It's his fans.
It's Whiskey FC. Yeah, that's totally facts.
So that's what I thought about in terms of songs. From a scale of 1 to 10, or should I just do 1 to 5? 1 to 5 much easier. Let's do 1 to 5.
Okay.
In terms of 1 being the worst,
this is the album reading. Look, this is 1 to 10. I already had a score in my head.
Okay, 1 to 10. Yes, yes. How would you score this album?
1 to 10
being the highest.
Okay, I was gonna give it an 8.5.
Okay.
Very strong. And the 0.5 is like, you're so close to like getting 9. Like 9 is like, a lot of people are not doing those that good of an album, but like, it's just really good. Like, you can play it over and over again. So of course some songs would be skipped, but like a majority of the songs, a good 12 songs are really good on the album. That 12 out of 19 is a pretty good score to me. To have 12 good tracks in a 19 track album. I feel like also the rollout of it was pretty good. That's also, I'm raising it higher. Like the fact that Ed Sheeran was talking about it before it came out, the Toni Braxton sample. He even, like, when the album dropped, he had a music video out for My Hands. And also, I don't know if people realize that there's a video for Vanilla. He did like a partnership with Ray-Ban.
Really? It's I did see that video. Yeah.
It's commercial.
I didn't realize that was for Vanilla. I did see Ray-Ban.
Yeah, so like I feel like that was really like strategic as well. And also the fact he had Lady Blacksmith as like closing and ending, like opening and ending. Like it was just, that's why I give it 8.5. It was very strong.
Okay. You know, coming into this, I kept going back and forth between a 6.5 and a 7.
Damn.
And I think I'm just gonna stick with the 7. They got an extra 0.5 from my conversation with you. You convinced me a little bit.
At least, that's all I wanted.
But I'll give it a 7. And I only give it a 7 because of my expectations for it, my expectations for some of the features. I just think there's certain things in terms of some of the songs that were included that I think should have not been included. It's those things that to me, I would assume would have been easy things for his team to gouge and sort of make an easy decision about. And I feel like as if they didn't. And the J Balvin feature, that really disappointed me. And I feel like as if two strong artists at that caliber, at that level, should not have given us that quality, that level of quality, a low quality of a song. So I gave it a 7, but the storytelling was great. And he had, I mean, the last, the Toni Braxton sample, the most genius thing I think Burna Boy has ever done with the sample, in my opinion.
Right, it is, it's genius.
So 7 is not terrible.
No, it's not.
It's just that there's certain improvements that I felt just docked off in some parts. And the fact that it's 19 tracks, I absolutely hate that. But yeah, 7. He got to 7 for me. So so let's end it with, just if you had to think about all the other projects he's released in the past in terms of his albums, where would you rank this album in comparison to other albums that he's released in the past?
I'll give you like my ranking of the last four projects because I haven't really listened to like his first two because I just don't have time to go back to the first. Like when there's
you're
so much
too much. They're okay, but you're not listening too much.
So the past four, I feel like I would rank this album. So it's African Giant number one. I would say this is number two. But then I say number three is Outside. And then number four is Twice as Tall. Because I genuinely do think that this album is like an upgrade version of Outside.
Hey!
It's like he like thought he like, okay, which one was my best project besides African Giant? It was Outside. And he's like, okay, let me try to elevate that right now. Like, what would I would say now in that format?
So we're not too, so our ranking are not too far apart, but it's just the placement of second and third. That's really where we differ. So obviously African Giant is his best album is ever released, no questions. I mean, there's just so many good records on there by themselves. And the features actually worked very well on that. And that was 2019, right? I think that was probably, in my opinion, I feel like that was a peak in terms of the quality of the songs, in my opinion. Quality of the songs he had on the album.
So far, yeah.
And that's where the popularity sort of hits at a crazy, that's really where he started to
diverge
the global audience. And then I put out-
So that album was 19 songs.
That was?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the songs-
looking at all the songs and I'm like, these are, we play most of them.
They're good. I mean, in terms of Burna Boy albums that I hear often, there's a whole lot of those on there. And then Outside, I think that's the second best album. And the reason why, so I went and listened to all these albums, and I just like picked out like songs and I'm like, these are definitely gonna be played. Like these are songs that I would still hear again. To me, Outside also had almost to a similar amount as African Giant in terms of really good songs on there that I thought were good.
Yeah.
And I went to see him in concert. I believe it's me and had Outside. That was when that album, I saw him summer of 2019, but it was before African Giant was released. And I remember a lot of these songs were like when he played them in concert, they still were amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like I have a connection. It was just, I was in the sweet spot of discovering Burna Boy. I feel like that was the sweet spot.
Right.
Outside and African Giant. And then so here's the thing. I kept going back. At first, I was like, maybe Twice as Tall is third and Love Domini. But then I compare Love Domini and Twice as Tall. Twice as Tall was a shit album. It was actually a bad
album. The fact that that's a Grammy album like aggravates me. It irritates me.
But that's why I say the people who now he's catering to, I feel like it's not the same as us. And so that's why, because I went and looked, I literally went through all the songs and I kept thinking, which one of these would I actually be? Do I hear played again often? And you know which one he won? Bank on It. Bank on It was the one song I was like, that is the song there that I'm like, 100% that will live. That's a timeless song for me.
That's a really, really good song.
And maybe one or two others, like, but they're just weren't as
good. After the show that I went, sorry?
No, I was just saying like, so that's why I would put Love to Me as a third and Twice as Tall fourth. And Twice as Tall is just nowhere compared to Love to Me. Nowhere.
I mean, after I saw him in concert it was after Twice as Tall. So like he performed a lot of those songs. And there were some songs I actually went back to and I realized, oh, this is actually a pretty good song that I never really listened to on that album. So I went back to it and I listened to it again. So like hearing it live changed my mind, but most of the songs I'm not listening to. That's why I like Twice as Tall is like last completely.
Yeah. Sorry, Diddy, we love you, but you did get him a Grammy. I'll give you that. You got him a Grammy. Ain't mad at you on that.
Did your job.
You did the job you had to do for economic sense.
Right.
It was a good economic move. But I mean, overall, you have it as the second best album that he's released. I have it as the third. It's not terrible to be in there. I feel like it's only bad that I put it as third. And I feel like it should be either the number one or number two.
The fact that because it's the newest project, I get that.
Yes. And all the success that he's had. As a person, I have my own misgivings about Burna Boy, but as an artist, he's definitely doing something right. He's 100% doing something right. And I just saw on Twitter the other day, what's his name? Oh, I can't remember his name. He's a famous UK pop artist, like a little bit on the older side, like rock. I believe rock, pop rocker. Sir Elton John, John? Is that his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said he did a tweet where him and Burna Boy were talking about doing a record together. I mean, when you've gotten to that level,
yeah,
it doesn't matter where you're from, but to be able to, for Elton John to say, I want to do a song with you, a project with you,
because
I'm sorry, you've kind of, you've cemented yourself in in the history books.
He's definitely on his way to become a legend if he's not a legend already, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just needs to work on his private image. You need to fix that. We need to fix that one.
But yeah, it's also that, the drama. The drama definitely does help, because that's, I personally feel like that's what gave Last it's even extra boost, because you know who is it about, his past relationship with Steph. And then the fact that
drama is fine.
Example, and the fact, like, drama. It all worked together to help for the rise of that song.
That is good summer,
like,
yes. If anything, babes, if there's any babes out there, you ever interact with Bunny, but please make him cry. Just bring him to tears, because if we can keep getting last records.
I'm saving you, like, then we are both violence.
I want him to be heartbroken to a level. The same way that Jesus was heartbroken when Peter denied him. That's the level of heartbroken I'm looking for. That's what I'm asking for.
Oh my goodness, that's hilarious.
But you know, it's not a terrible record. It's not a terrible album. It's good. There's at least 4 or 5 songs that every day I at least listen to. So yeah. That to me, he did something. So yeah, I mean, any last remarks?
Oh, nah, just thank you, Burna Boy, for giving us an album, for, you know, elevating what African artistry should look like.
Yeah, and please, businesses, please pay them. Give them money. Give them money.
Sure.
So I guess we'll be waiting for maybe Wizkid. I don't know when we're going to get a new Wizkid.
Yeah, this solidified Burna Boy is number one. So if Wizkid wants to be back number one, DeVito, I'm so sorry to DeVito fans, but I feel like I don't give him the respect that he deserves. He has really good songs.
He's
number three. He's vibes. I'm not expecting him to think a lot about his.
Thank you. Oh my God. I literally said those exact same words. I said, DeVito, we don't really have much high expectations on the creativity side. DeVito's just one of those guys who you just want to bring fun, good songs. But you're not asking for the storytelling. You're not asking for this intricate, complex details that we are looking for in the album. Although his previous album, I thought it was a really good album. But
yeah, there's
I'm not looking for what I'm looking at in Burna Boy, Wizkid. So Wizkid, the boys in your cults, what will you give us? What will you give us?
On the next time.
On the next time of Judgment Day.
Definitely needs to put more thought into this album, because I feel like after listening to this album, I'm like, oh, Wizkid needs to really step up with the next, like, what's the reason why he put these songs together for his next album?
Yeah, he could use this as a cheat code.
What's the evolution of Wizkid? What did you say?
I said he used Burna's album as a cheat code.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Not
the word, you know, but Wizkid is, he knows what to do within himself. So we're not saying that he needs Burna Boy for inspiration, but I'm sorry, Burna Boy is kicking your ass at this moment. So we need
some. It is a fight and you are losing.
You are losing while others are flying in private jets. Sir Elton John, while you are sitting with who?
Which, right.
Okay, never mind. He sits with Naomi Campbell. So I think that's good.
Hey,
so
that's very true. Like Valentino shows.
Yes. Also, everybody, please go listen to the new On My Lay album. Is that Boy Alone? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Or is it Alone?
Boy Alone. Beautiful.
Boy Alone. As the Kenyans say, Boy Child. Boy Child is very sad. Boy Child is going through it. And he has made it for all of us. Boy Childs are going through it. We are going through it. Sadness, tears, heartbreak. It's a great album, and maybe at some point we might do a review on that, but it's an amazing, amazing album. So definitely check that out. And thank you for listening to Afro Bunta Beats podcast, and see you next time.
All right. See ya.